Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, the excitement builds. We got these hot house races here, but the biggie over in New Jersey, almost shockingly, the race that Bob Hugin, who's the Republican candidate for the Senate, has run, and a new ad, Dom Giordano's show, that Hugin has put out, then he'll be with us to comment on this, that's causing a national stir in his race against the corrupt Bob Menendez. Here's the ad talking about the alleged underage foreign prostitutes and Menendez, that the media is not factually saying there's anything factually wrong with this, but they're still going after it. Here's how it sounds.
When will we as a society begin to believe women, to trust women?
What a hypocrite. What about the underage girls who accused you, according to the FBI?
New Jersey's Bob Menendez is being forced to deny allegations of engaging with prostitutes.
Sex with underage prostitutes in the Dominican Republic.
It's right here in this shocking FBI affidavit. President Obama's Justice Department had evidence that for several years, Menendez had been traveling to the Dominican Republic to engage in sexual activity with prostitutes, some of whom were minors. Even as young as 16. Worse, after the FBI caught you lying about your trips to the Dominican Republic, your lawyers even argued that having sex with underage girls overseas would hardly be a federal crime. Outrageous.
When will we as a society begin to believe women?
Really, Bob? It's time for you to go.
All right, Bob Hugin joins us here on the Spring Dance Hot Tubs Hotline. Bob, welcome back to the show. Thank you very much for joining us.
Dom, it is great to be with you. I appreciate your showing that ad or putting that out there because this ad demonstrates his hypocrisy. Lecturing the people on the Senate floor about when are we going to listen to women, and we have a sworn FBI affidavit alleging very, very specific allegations and corroborating evidence. And he lies about it.
And also in your ad, the spokeswoman there points to, it's in bold type, the report where his lawyers did argue that about, well, you know, it wouldn't be a federal crime if that's what he did.
Well, and they went right back at them and said, you're damn sure it is a federal crime going overseas to have doing those kind of things. But I have to tell you, Don, the thing that is the people are doing, they're saying, well, he was not convicted. He wasn't this and that. I said, this guy is a United States senator. Shouldn't we expect behavior and accountability far and above that he's just staying one step ahead of the law? Come on. This is not about a legal issue. This is about the morality, the behavior, the fact that he lies when he's fake confronted with allegations. Mm-hmm. This is just embarrassing for New Jersey. It's a disgrace.
Well, it is so embarrassing. New York Post, Bob, you've seen it. Listeners may have not today, I think. People that are reluctant or will not show up and campaign with Menendez, and the governor appears to be one, and I think maybe because of the ongoing crisis there with Katie Brennan and all that, and all this is congealing together in the minds of New Jersey voters.
Yeah. The momentum, I have to tell you, Dom, we're just so encouraged by the momentum we're seeing. Democratic endorsements, people realizing they're just now being educated about how bad things have been and how poorly he served us. You know, in fact, when this campaign started, I think it was less than a third of New Jerseyans even knew he had been indicted by the Obama administration. And now, when we're talking about this sworn FBI affidavit, I think only 10% of New Jersey or something like that even knew that these kinds of things had been allegations had been leveled and corroborating evidence was there and he had lied about it. So I think when the people of New Jersey are really understanding what's going on, that's why we're so optimistic about November the 6th.
Well, it is. And hopefully we're getting that out there, Bob, to a lot of potential constituents because Katie Brennan, the woman inside the Murphy campaign and then subsequently hired, today the former staffer says Murphy campaign had toxic workplace issues, a la what we've seen with these rape charges. And again, a lot in the media just don't want to go forward with this, even post-Kavanaugh they don't.
Yeah, it's such a double standard in so many cases. You have a situation where somebody speaks and acts so pontificating and holier than thou that I'm your United States senator, I'm your governor, mm-hmm. and people don't hold them accountable to the same standard of everybody else. That's what the good thing about elections, that people have a chance to step up. And I'll tell you, if people come out and vote on November 6th, we're going to win and send the message that it isn't just talk. Behavior matters, how you lead. You know, when I joined the Marine Corps, I swore an oath to protect the Constitution and to do things that are in the best interest of people. And I'm proud of the way I've lived my life. And we got to raise the standard for people in public office.
Now, you have a big debate coming up, right, in Newark?
Next Wednesday, the 24th, yes.
So what are some of the other broader issues? I'm sure all these things on corruption will come up with Menendez. That is at the core of it because I know you've also made the case, too, your ads have at least, Bob, that it's not just that this guy has been ineffective for New Jersey. Maybe he's too busy with all these other things, but that's another thing that Jersey voters ought to look at.
Yeah. You know, Dom, so many of your listeners live in New Jersey. And, you know, there's just so many great people in New Jersey who work hard to try and keep their families together so parents and grandparents and grandchildren can live in the same town, have great quality of life. It's so unaffordable. The taxes are too high. Costs are so high. Washington has failed us. Trenton has failed us. It's time that we say enough is enough, and we're going to start to put light at the end of the tunnel to say we can turn things around, get better results and better support from Washington, and then give Trenton some time by that little better support from Washington for Trenton to start fixing the long-term issues that we have in New Jersey with fiscal responsibility, the whole pension and post-retiree health benefits. We got to fix that. We got to stop making promises that we can't keep. We got to keep the promises we made, but we got to stop mm-hmm. making new promises that we can't afford.
Absolutely. So, Bob Hugin with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Where do people go? Because there's still time. We're counting down to about 2 weeks away. And as I said, after the debate, hopefully enough people will consume this in one way or another. They'll see the contrast. That should enlighten people more to want to be involved. So what do they do, Bob? What's the website? Where do they go?
The website is Bob Hugin, BOBHUGIN, .com. BobHugin.com, and they can get everything else. You know, one other thing I was going to mention, Dom, is the irony of this whole thing is when you talk about being desperate, here it is. This week alone, Chuck Schumer is airing $3 million worth of ads against me from his, I guess, Senate Majority PAC or something like that. Do you know who Bob Menendez's best friend, Saul Melgen, self-proclaimed best friend, who was convicted of 67 felonies and for defrauding Medicare? He's the one who made hundreds of thousands of dollars donations to Senate Majority PAC. So it's just the irony of that is here is Menendez's friend who was convicted is still helping him. I guess I don't think they've ever turned that money back. So they're desperate. They're trying to revive this failing campaign. And you saw yesterday Menendez calling me all these names and everything. He was like in the gutter, desperate. It was like, come on, buddy, you're bigger than better than that. You're just devolving into this panic-stricken guy that has nothing to run on and desperate to attack me. So it's sort of ironic that it's Saul Melgen and Chuck Schumer who are now coming to his defense to fight off the people of New Jersey.
Should be quite a debate on Wednesday night, and I'm not sure locally who's carrying that. Bob, do you have a sense of who's carrying it? Statewide, New Jersey TV, or
it's NJTV.
NJTV.
We've challenged him to other debates. We've accepted every debate we've been asked to do, and he hasn't accepted any others. So, unfortunately, that may be the only one. We challenged him to radio debates, everything. Because listen, one of the reasons why this sworn FBI affidavit is important to get out there is, if there was an FBI investigation of me, I would want it on my website. That's where I would put it, because I'd be proud of what the FBI would find out about me. The people of New Jersey deserve to hear as much as they can so they make a good decision on November the 6th. I've got nothing to hide. He's got so much to hide. We want that transparency.
Absolutely. Bob, we'll talk with you again, hopefully before the election. Have a great debate on Wednesday night.
Thanks so much, Dom. Take care.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.